talking about the 1950s and how the airways were oversaturated with industry-groomed idols. Now we're shifting to the 1960s. America is about to get hit with a new wave of sound that they've never heard before. But what is the industry going to do? How are they going to respond?
Well, this is a story. A story never been told. White and the blue got pregnant. And they named the baby rock and roll.
Back then, the record labels were in control.
Right.
So here comes Elvis. Well, I got to go out and get my Elvis. Now you've got this parade of just product that never had a beautiful period like Elvis did, where he truly loved the music. Now you've got, hey, you're good looking. Can you sing? Come on. Just watch the movie The Idol Maker, and it tells the whole story. But, you know, you got cats like Frankie Avalon,
right,
and Bobby Rydell and
right,
Fabian.
Right.
Guys like that that they're just bringing in, and they're putting out this completely lame friggin' music.
You're full of sugar, you're full of spice. You're kinda naughty, but you're naughty and nice. My heart does crazy every time I'm with you, but your mama says you're much too young today.
Buddy Holly is doing his own thing, and he's putting out some really cool stuff, and then he dies, you know?
Right.
But for the most part, the record companies, the big ones, are getting their products. Just like what happened when Nirvana broke.
Right.
And the record labels scrambled to sign the grunge groups.
Right.
Everyone had to have a grunge group. Ah, let's sign them. Punk.
Right.
Let's sign them. Holy crap, what's happening? Right. We're not in control of this. We got to control this.
Right.
So they control it by signing all these lame artists. Meanwhile, the labels that broke rhythm and blues in the first place are keeping their own through the 50s, but they're struggling now.
Right.
You know, they're struggling as the blues
right
dies, but and as R&B dies, and as doo-wop dies. So by the end of the 50s, what you've got is Elvis in the Army, Buddy Holly's dead.
Right.
You've got doo-wop as a parody of itself. And then you've right got this period, like breaking into the 60s, where you've got this deadness. Like rock has been fucked in the ass. Rock and roll has been so co-opted and so de-balled and so packaged that you need the next wave of people to enter and make it of the people again.
So is this where it enters the Beatles?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Selling America's music back to America.
Right.
Very clever. And what are they doing? Rhythm and blues covers. No, the Beatles, on their own, were playing rhythm and blues. They're playing the Little Richard records,
okay,
you know? They're playing Dizzy Miss Lizzy, Larry Williams.
Okay.
Their contemporaries, okay, Eric Burdon and the Animals, or the Rolling Stones, they were all hip cats over in England, where the music didn't reach England as quickly as it was disseminated in America. They were just finding out about Muddy Waters,
okay,
in the late 50s, early 60s. They were just finding out about Muddy Waters' early 50s output. It caught up to them in the early 60s and inspired them greatly.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5,
they had none of the American taboos or socioeconomic factors that would
right
have them have a pre-supposed opinion about the music or the artist.
Right.
They were just listening to it and saying, wow, this is fucking great.
Well, I'm a king, baby. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well,
America couldn't appreciate it.
Right.
Now, we're going to sell it back to America. That wasn't their thinking. They, again, they loved the music. They played it.
So that's
when the Beatles all wore leather jackets and they were playing Germany and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
John Lennon said that was the real Beatles.
Okay. And that's what I'm asking.
In his
opinion.
There's
a period that was real, the real Beatles, where the Beatles started.
The Beatles were never deboled. The Beatles were never co-opted. The Beatles managed their own destiny far better than Elvis ever did. And that's because people realized that the Beatles, unlike Elvis, they were brilliant songwriters. They kept on reinventing themselves and pushing it forward. They had a period where they did the R&B, and instead of people bringing in the songwriters, Lennon and McCartney took off and started doing their own thing. And they shaped popular music.
It's been a hard
wondering, did the Beatles also go through a period where, when you're saying they helped to popularize new pop music?
And well, that's post-R&B. That's
post-R&B.
After their R&B stuff, when they were writing their own stuff, they shaped popular music.
But when they were writing their own stuff, a lot of that was born out of the war movement and their ability to start to sing.
Well, a lot of it was social, but a lot of it was they reached back into classical music. They reached into folk music.
How can I even try? I can never win. Hear them, see them in the state I'm in.
Right. Rubber Soul was a reaction to the Mamas and the Papas and Bob Dylan and all that kind of songwriting. The Beatles didn't start that.
No.
The Beatles reacted to that, and they reacted to it brilliantly. You know, their influences were far and wide. They just didn't rip off R&B and make a living at it like Elvis. Like Elvis's team used Elvis to do.
Right.
The Beatles were phenomenal. They brought something massive to the table. But if you want to talk about the mood of the 60s, you're talking about all of the sacrifice that the artists in the 50s, R&B people made to break down the cultural walls.
Right.
Lloyd Price in the early 50s used to have live shows where they would put a line in the middle of the floor and the blacks were on one side and the whites were on the other.
Wow.
And then, you know, they had like barricades up and Lloyd Price would kick them over and everyone would mingle and everything was friggin' fine.
Right.
You know, because they were there for the music.
Right.
You know?
So they broke down those barriers.
All the barriers were broken down and they were dangerous barriers to break down.
Very dangerous.
So now you've got the civil rights movement is picking up steam.
Right.
It's not easy and it's certainly not my place to comment, but it's easier to be a little more bold and to show your soul
in the 60s
than it was in the 50s.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for listening to the fourth of our five-part series. Stay tuned for the final installment as Jim talks about gospel, the origins of soul, and a left-handed magician who left the music industry scratching their head.